stick around for more music to cruise by here on Cruisin' WGCM. Don't go away, baby.
Quality rental vehicles are hard to come by, but Baldwin Subaru is overstocked with choices from sedans to SUVs to all-inclusive add-ons. We have it all with Drive Baldwin Rentals. Plus, we work with nearly all insurance companies. Renting a vehicle from us is easy. Just visit BaldwinSubaru.com and click on Rent a Subaru to get started. Get behind the wheel of one of the industry's safest, most capable vehicles with Drive Baldwin Rentals in Covington. Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In your forecast from the Mississippi Power Weather Center, remaining mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 68. It'll be partly cloudy tomorrow, a little warmer with a high of 81. Fairly nice day ahead for Saturday, rain likely on Sunday.
Cruising WGCM.
I'm not bragging, babe, so don't put me down. But I've got the fastest set of wheels in town. When something comes up to me, he don't even try. Cause if I had a set of wings, man, I know she could fly.
She's my little Deuce Coupe. You don't know what I got. You don't know what I got.
Just a little Deuce Coupe with a flathead mill. But she walk a thunderbird like she's standing still. She's ported and relieved and she's stroking for two.
You don't know what I got.
You don't know what I got. She's got a competition clutch with a four on the floor. And she purrs like a kitten till the lake pipes roar. And if that ain't enough to make you flip your lid, there's one more thing. I got the pink slip, daddy.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connect a Sausage, Pafford EMS, the Sarge Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican East, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
From inside the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth in Biloxi, we welcome you inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as the Shuckers get set for the 12th game of 138 in 2024. They enter today at 7-4, set to take on the Chattanooga Lookouts, who enter today at 3-7. We're getting set for a 6:35 first pitch alongside Barry Lyons. I'm Javik Blake. Barry, this Shuckers team, they've won five in a row, and it has been a dominant pitching staff. They've allowed nine runs total over those five games.
Pitching is certainly the strong point for this Shuckers team so far this year. Outstanding starting pitching, closing with Yeager. They have not skipped a beat. They have one top good outing after another, and they've been really good. And a 1.98 ERA through 11 games, that's pretty tough to beat.
It's good if you have that through 11 games as a pitcher throughout a season, much less as a team themselves. Shuckers yesterday got a 5-4 win over the Lookouts. Mizorowski, the starting pitcher, Jacob Mizorowski, yesterday allowed two runs in three innings, but the Shuckers bullpen allowed just one earned run the rest of the way. Noah Campbell, the hero, with a big two RBI single in the bottom of the eighth inning to get the win, and that bullpen a big reason why the Shuckers got that win.
Yes, it was. Mizorowski only three innings. His command yesterday wasn't as sharp as it was his opening start a couple of weeks ago here at Shuckers Ballpark, but he is a top-flight prospect, no doubt about it. Tom Flanagan, the Brewers VP, Player Operations and Baseball Administration, in the stands last night. I don't think he was overly impressed with Mizorowski's outing last night, but that's the nature of this game. And he's a fine-looking prospect. He's going to be an outstanding pitcher, no doubt, but last night he wasn't sharp.
Well, the big thing, though, just one hit allowed, four strikeouts. That helped work around those five walks. And the Shuckers bullpen, again, just one earned run allowed over the final six innings of the game. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to one of those guys in Russell Smith. We talked to Russell a bit about how the bullpen has looked to start the year and a little bit of the story behind how he came to have a Fu Manchu in the middle of last series against the Mississippi Braves. That comes your way next. First pitch, 6:35 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for Thursday Night Baseball. Biloxi Shuckers, Chattanooga Lookouts. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by Russell Smith, part of a bullpen that has just been straight up dominant to start the year. Russ, thanks much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Javik. I appreciate it.
How much fun has it been to start this year? You're pitching great, and the bullpen as a whole has just been a dominant force through the first 11 games.
I mean, honestly, it's something that, you know, you kind of envision coming into the season, having success as a group, and then you get here, and we just keep stacking good days on top of each other, attacking guys, and putting them away when we need to. So it's been a fun group down in the bullpen. I feel like we have a good amount of camaraderie, just guys that are veterans, new guys. It's been fun down there.
And how important is it too to get off to a hot start to start the year?
I mean, that's what everybody wants to do. You want to get off, you want to pitch well, you want to play well, win games early, so then later in the year you put yourself in a position to, you know, have a playoff spot.
And you guys as well have been paired up with the starting pitching staff that has been excellent too. How much has that helped you guys that the starters are doing their job and then you guys come in and shut it down?
I mean, honestly, they give us a good game plan and a good roadmap for how we're going to attack the guys. And really, honestly, too, trusting the catchers because they've been in the game. They know how we've been attacking guys and you know, using that and pitching off of it, whether it's doing something different or attacking guys how, you know, the game plan was before, just going right after them and picking up where the starters leave off, really.
And for you, you had an excellent end to last season, allowed just three runs in your final 13 appearances. You have not allowed to run to start this year. How important is that in the last about 3 or 4 months of the baseball season-wise, being able to have that success?
I mean, it's been nice. I mean, really, honestly, just coming into this year, it was just trying to make quality pitches and attack guys. And I honestly be in the zone, make him put the ball in play until he gets two strikes. And once I get two strikes, try to make a good pitch and put him away or get some soft contact somewhere and let my defense work.
Especially out in the bullpen, you're a guy that comes in and maybe you're pitching an inning or two every single time you're out there. How important early on in your appearance is it to get to the and win the race two strikes?
Honestly, it's huge. If you just look at the numbers, like getting the two strikes is probably the most important thing you can do as a pitcher to give yourself a good chance for success. And that's something that we talk a lot about as a pitching staff and we emphasize. And I mean, using that for myself, honestly, it's been great using that and having a plan of attacking guys to get them to two strikes just put myself in a good spot.
You've shown off a couple different pitches this year, good pitch mix against guys. What's been the catalyst in your mix to be able to really vault yourself early on this year?
Honestly, everything feels pretty solid right now, but the changeup has missed a lot of bats and been using it a little more to lefties, and that's something that usually left-handed pitchers don't do as much, so maybe getting some looks from it that, you know, it's just something that's a little more unorthodox that guys don't really do.
And how important is it, too? You're one of a few lefties on this pitching staff. That means you're basically coming in two-faced lefties most of the time. How important is that to get those outs right away against those left-handed bats?
I mean, the biggest thing coming out of the pen is getting the first guy. But, I mean, whenever you got a matchup left on left or right on right, like just attacking guys and letting your stuff really do what you can do. I mean, there's really nothing I try to do differently against lefties. It's just attack them.
How nice is it, too, to come into this year and have a familiarity with the Shuckers and with this coaching staff? You came up midway last year. This year, you're starting out the year in Double-A.
I mean, honestly, we have a great staff just from top down, from Joe down to Will, Paul, our hitting coach. JJ's great, Dev coach, and Pena's great, too. But the familiarity is great. But we really have a good group where we keep it loose, have fun in the clubhouse, and let people be themselves, which is very important just in a long season of – let guys have their personality show a little bit and go out and play and have fun.
Speaking of having fun in the clubhouse, I hear that someone's installed some lights in the clubhouse, and that person may or may not be you. How much fun is it to be able to let loose a little bit in the clubhouse, especially with the team as good as it's been over the past week plus?
I mean, honestly, that's the best part about the season is getting to hang out with the guys. And Joe mentioned getting some lights in there, and I was like, oh, let's see how much they are on Amazon. Got 8 of them for like $60. I thought it was kind of a steal, but it's been good. You come to the clubhouse after a win, the lights are glowing, the music's blaring, and we're just having fun.
You got a disco ball in there too, or is it just the lights going off, the music's going crazy, and you guys are having a good time?
I said something to Joe that we need to get a big disco ball in the middle, but I gotta look into it. I already have some money, some capital in there, so I have to let somebody else make that investment.
Well, and it goes along with what you're rocking this year. You've got the long hair, you've got the mustache going a little bit. It really adds to the 70s theme you've been throwing out here early on.
Yeah, but the hair is, I got my haircut right before our wedding, and I just kind of haven't cut it since. I usually only get like 2 haircuts a year, so I just haven't touched it. Probably should, you know, clean it up a little bit. It's a little ratty in the back, but the mustache was, we got rained out last week in Jackson, and me and Xavier were just sitting in the hotel room. My cousin texted me. He's like, dude, it'd be cool if you shaved a Fu Manchu. I was like, dude, I'll do it. I don't care. So I just shaved it the next day, just show up to the park, and everybody was giving me a little bit of hell about it. But they thought it was pretty cool, and I guess it's sticking for a little bit.
Well, hey, and you're pitching well. That means you got to keep it.
Yeah, that's part of superstition, I guess. We'll see. I mean, I got to clean it up a little bit right now. It's a little dirty, but, I mean, it doesn't look too bad. Like, it looks a little, you know, not cleaned up. Appreciate it, David.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Lookouts at 6:35.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care, Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Alongside Barry Lyons, Jordan Blake back with you as we get set for a 6:35 first pitch on a Thursday night between the Chattanooga Lookouts at 3-7 and the 7-4 Biloxi Shuckers, who have won 5 in a row. Time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup for the Shuckers. They send out a righty who has been nothing short of dominant to start the year, Barry, in Bradley Blaylock. He's 2-0, yet to allow a run, thrown 11 shutout innings, 2 walks, 9 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting a cool 135 against him.
It's hard to top that kind of start for a young right-hander, Blaylock. He has been outstanding, to say the least. Fastball, split, curveball, slider. But the fastball is the dominant pitch for him. He gets out with it up in the zone. He's not afraid to pitch up, and that's where he goes for those outs. But he's got a good mix. And so far this year, he has been nothing short of outstanding.
Up against him is the righty Sam Benscooter, who the Shuckers saw 4 different times a year ago. Benscooter 0-1 with a 4.32 ERA on the season. He makes his third start of the season, 8 1/3 innings with 3 walks, 8 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .235 against him. Now, yes, this is a new-look Shuckers lineup, but it is a lineup that for some of the returners have some familiarity against Benscooter.
Yeah, he was in the league last year and had a really tough season, and his numbers weren't very impressive at all. So he's repeating the double-A level again. But as long as you got a uniform on and you get your see your name in the lineup, you can go out there and improve your standing or your position within the organization. And he's still out there and still got a chance, and certainly the Shuckers' hitting has not come to where it needs to be yet so far, and I'm sure he's excited about facing a lineup that has not been swinging the bat real well yet so far this year.
And meanwhile, if you're the Shuckers, this is a guy that you want to be able to get the lineup going a bit against. Benscooter last time out gave up 2 runs on 2 hits in 5 innings for Blaylock. Last time out, a dominant start. He went 6 shutout innings, tied his career high, no walks, 5 strikeouts, did it all on 77 pitches in a Shuckers win. That'll do it for today's edition of the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We'll take a break, and when we come back, time for first pitch. Bradley Blaylock on the hill for the Shuckers. We take a break for the anthem. Back after this, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Curio swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Curio, first double-A home run, and it's 4-0 Biloxi.
The Middlebury dives, grabs it at short, gets to his feet, fires the first in time.
His glove plaque slides in the second, and there's 40 stolen bases in 2023.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCN.
Set around for the throw, home and a hop to Clark, the tag, got him! Oh, what a throw from Sparks!
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
Williams swings and misses! The playoff hopes stay alive for another day! It's a 9-2 Shuckers winner!
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Alongside Barry Lyons, I'm Javik Blake. Time for Shuckers baseball on a Thursday night. 75 degrees and cloudy. It's starting to feel like summer on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and the Shuckers are looking to secure their sixth in a row. They're at 7-4 on the year, set to take on the Chattanooga Lookouts at 3-7. Bradley Blaylock tonight, starting arm for the Shuckers, standing at 6'3", 215 pounds. A native of Grayson, Georgia. He faces the Lookouts lineup signed by manager Jose Moreno. It's a lineup that's built by Vernova Roofing. Miguel Hernandez is in the leadoff spot. Austin Callahan bats in the two spot. James Free bats third. Anthony Alford is in the four spot. Then it's Jack Rogers, Austin Hendrick, Justice Thompson, Ivan Johnson, and Eric Yang to round things out. The righty Miguel Hernandez set to step in. Alrighty, Bradley Blaylock, after two unbelievable starts to begin his 2024 campaign, is set to go. And at 6:35, first pitch of the day is lifted toward center. Rodriguez charges in on it, dives, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out, and a dazzling play to begin the night.
Great play there by Rodriguez, coming hard straight in towards second base and made a diving catch right off the bat. Great play. It looked like it was going to drop for sure, but it did not as the ball was caught by Rodriguez.
Well, and the Shuckers' defense this year has been nothing short of unbelievable. A couple of terrific plays. Rodriguez adds to it there, and it brings up the lefty Austin Callahan. First pitch, by the way, tonight at 6:35. Andy Yerzy behind the plate gets the pitch. And it misses low and inside. Count goes to 1-0. Shuckers defense tonight. Noah Campbell is in left. We've already met Carlos Rodriguez in center. Lamar Sparks is in right. Eduardo Garcia in on the infield for a start for the first time this year. He's at third. 1-0 pitch. Callahan checks his swing on a fastball low. Third base umpire Elliot Melton says he goes around. Count evens 1-1. Ethan Murray's at short. Freddie Zamora at second. And Ernesto Martinez Jr. is at first. The 1-1 pitch. Callahan waves and misses.
Nice off-speed pitch there after two fastballs, one down and in, and one over the outside corner. Good pitch there.
Well, that was a bit of a changeup from Blaylock. Not something he throws very often. 1-2 pitch to Callahan. Tips it foul into Yerzy's glove for strike three. And quickly, two away for Blaylock.
Blaylock right over the top. We talked about him earlier today pregame conversations, and I didn't really detect that so over the top as he is in his last start or his first start of the season, but definitely over the top.
Two out, nobody on. Switch hitter James Freeze up. We're scoreless in the first. Pitch home. Free takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. Free this year hitting 207 with a 273 OBP.
He's rocking the high red socks with the Reds logo on it. The 1-0 pitch for eight chops. It foul towards the Shuckers dugout. The count evens 1-1. It's almost like he barrels it up and says, all right, it's coming straight at you. Try and hit it.
Yeah, he's not afraid, obviously. He's challenging these guys right off the bat with a good four-seam fastball, moving it in and out, up and down. There, that pitch off speed had him out front.
1-1 pitch. Free takes a curveball and smacks it towards the Shuckers dugout and into the dugout. Rattles around and the ball boy picks it up. That was the splitter from Blaylock. First time we've seen that pitch tonight. One ball, two strikes, two out. Blaylock comes home. Free lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. Count stays at 1-2. That was a fastball at 93 from Blaylock. He settles in around 92, 93, 94. He can get up to 96. There's a lot of backspin on that pitch. A lot of ride on its way to the plate. The 1-2 pitch misses inside. Count evens 2-2.
He is a true over-the-top guy, and his pitches, as you said, do ride, and especially the balls up in the zone are going to seem as if they are rising as they get to the plate.
2-2 pitch. Free clubs it out to right center. Sparks back on it with Rodriguez towards the warning track. Rodriguez reaches up, and he makes the grab. Two incredible plays from Rodriguez, showing off the glove in the first inning, and Blaylock has a 1-2-3 frame. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Top of the Shuckers order up against Sam Benscooter when we come back on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Alongside Barry Lyons, David Blake with you on a Thursday night. Shuckers up to bat for the first time today against the righty Sam Benscooter. 0-1 with a 4.32 ERA on the season. And he faces a Shuckers lineup that's trying to get cranked up offensively. Five runs last night. They've scored multiple runs in each of their five wins over this win streak after not scoring more than a run in any of their four games prior. Shuckers lineup, built by Renova Roofing. Sees Carlos Rodriguez in the leadoff spot. Ethan Murray bats second. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is in the three spot. Xavier Warren behind him. The top four in the order. Benscooter works third base side of the rubber. His first pitch is lifted down the left field line. Alford over. And he makes the catch about 10 feet shy of that 325 sign. Rodriguez is retired for the first out.
Rodriguez, first pitch swinging, a ball up and away, went with it. That ball did not carry, and Alford made an easy catch along the left field foul line.
Well, it's one of those nights in Biloxi where there is no wind, which is not something that happens very often. Usually it's in from right, hits the press box, and you get that jet stream out to left. Not the case tonight. Righty Ethan Murray up, pitch home, popped up behind home plate, and it reaches the seats. Count goes 2-1.
Murray at short tonight, started at third base yesterday, and unfortunately for the Shuckers, their starting shortstop yesterday came out of the game yesterday with looked like a sore shoulder of something to his arm, Eric Brown, but Murray at short today.
Yeah, it was a weird play. He dove back to first and looked okay for a moment. The 0-1 pitch. Murray slices it by three and down the first baseline for a base hit. Right fielder Rogers picks it up. Good opposite way hitting by Murray. Took a fastball in the outside corner and just went with it.
Yeah, outstanding hitting there. That's what you want to do on the fastball away. He hit a solid line drive down the right field line, but the right fielder for Chattanooga got there quickly, was able to hold him to a single.
For Murray, that has to feel good. He's 0 for 7 in this series entering today. And it now brings up the left-hander Ernesto Martinez Jr. One out, one on. The pitch home. He takes a strike on the inside corner, and the count goes 0-1. Martinez Jr. calls time and shakes his head and takes a moment. That was at 90 miles an hour from Ben Scooter. He throws four different pitches and three different types of fastballs. A fastball, a sinker, a cutter, and a slider. I don't think I've ever seen that before. Four pitches, and three of them are variations of a fastball. The 0-1 pitch. Martinez Jr. fouls it back, and the count goes 0-2.
Well, the cutter has been a pretty predominant pitch in baseball in recent years. The old days, it was called a slider or a short slider, and then you had a big slider, and today they call that a sweeper for some reason or another, but he's got a good mix.
The 0-2 pitch. Martinez Jr. drives it towards left. Alford sits back on it, now comes in a couple steps. He's been active in left. He makes the catch. Retires Martinez Jr. for the second out. Brings up the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Two out, one on. We're in the last of the first inning and scoreless between the Shuckers and the Lookouts. Warren, switch hitter, in from the left side. Now the pitch. And he takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes 0-1. He's 1 for 13 on the young season. Yesterday made his first appearance since last Tuesday against the M Braves. Murray off first. Ben Scooter comes home. Warren waves and misses. It's a good pitch back on the back foot with the slider at 79. The count goes 0-2.
A little off speed. He took some off of that and had Warren way out front and losing his balance in the batter's box. Trying to hit that pitch, which was basically unhittable.
This is a tough one. We saw that yesterday from Mizorowski. It was a back foot curveball, and this one a back foot slider. And it looks like it's going to be right there for you, and then it's not. The 0-2 pitch misses off the inside corner. That was another one of those sliders, but he backed up out of the way, and the count goes to 1-2.
That one a little more velocity on it and trying to get in on his hands there. The pitch down low at the back foot for the strike. There he's trying to get bets.
Check back to first, and Murray's back in time. Well, it's all about changing the eye level and trying to figure out how to miss either above the barrel or below the barrel. That was an 84-mile-an-hour slider that last pitch. Warren down on the count, one ball, two strikes. Ben Scooter fires. Warren pops it straight up first base side foul territory. Free the first baseman over. He's called off by Johnson towards the railing, and Johnson makes the basket catch and it ends the inning. Shuckers get a man on, but Murray stranded. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're scoreless through one. Off to the second on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's. We're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Peddle, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. Custom Built Trailers MS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark in Biloxi. David Blake back alongside you. We apologize for the technical difficulties for a moment. There's two outs in the second. Shuckers and Lookouts are scoreless. We had a momentary delay, but we're back and good to go. Your side of things alongside Barry Lyons. I'm David Blake. Two out, nobody on. Blaylock comes home, and the pitch misses low to the lefty Hendrick. And the count goes to two balls and one strike. Previously in the inning, Anthony Alford and Jack Rogers both grounded out. Now the 2-1 pitch, the lefty Hendrick clubbed out to right. Sparks back on it. Over into foul territory. The railing, he reaches up and makes the catch to finish out the inning. Six up, six down to start the day for Blaylock. We're through an inning and a half scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
And this time, Blake Shuckers, back at the table, Brad Lovell.
Friday, Zamora steps in the box for Biloxi. We ended the last of the second inning alongside Barry Lyons. I'm Javik Blake on a hot, not windy, Thursday night. Not too often you can say that. Shockers ballpark. First pitch to Zamora. He waves and misses on it. Back on the inside corner. And the count goes 2-1. There is no wind to speak of at this ballpark. Not something you can say very often. It usually goes straight in from right. Pitch home. It's a slider away. And the count evens 1-1.
Straight in from right early in the season. Then as we get into the hot summer months, it generally blows across from right to left.
1-1 pitch is rolled back up the middle. Hernandez over from short, grabs it on the back of the infield, fires to first. And Zamora is retired for one away. But I'm sure a couple of guys in the Shuckers lineup would start liking the ball to blow out towards left. Though the way the pitching staff has pitched, I think they're perfectly okay with how the wind is blowing right now. Yeah. One of the best pitching staffs in all of minor league baseball. Noah Campbell's in the box. The first pitch to him from the left side. Misses up for 1.
Tremendous start by the pitching staff. We've touched on it a couple of times already, but the offense has to get going here sooner than later.
The 1-0 pitch. Campbell takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. One of the guys who is leading this offense right now is Campbell at the plate, hitting a team-high 320 this year with a 909 OPS. 1-1 pitch is a curveball low.
Yeah.
The count goes to 2-1.
Campbell here a year ago as well, switch hitter from South Carolina, undrafted free agent.
The 2-1 delivery. Misses low and inside, and the count goes to 3-1. Well, if you watch Campbell and you go, how in the world nobody drafted him?
Right.
That was the year when he signed in 2020 that the draft was only 5 rounds.
Right.
So if you were anybody who would be picked round 6 through 20, you signed as an undrafted free agent. The 3-1 pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 3-2. That was a curveball at 76. He's mixed that in a little bit. He did not throw the curveball at all last start. Now the 3-2 delivery. Campbell takes off the inside corner, and he draws a walk. He's reached base in 9 consecutive games, and it brings up the righty Eduardo Garcia, who's been swinging a real hot bat.
Good at bat there by Campbell. The 3-1 pitch, a slow curveball. You're going to take that. That was certainly a great pitch by the Chattanooga hurler, but he missed inside, coming with the 3-2 fastball.
Now brings up the righty Eduardo Garcia, who's hitting .241 this year. But he's 6 for his last 16 at the plate. Campbell lead off first. Now the pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Garcia playing third base today. The guy was originally an infielder throughout his career, turned into an outfielder this spring training, and is now back on the dirt for the first time this year. The 0-1 pitch. Garcia waves and misses. Count goes to 0-2. That was a fastball top of the zone at 94.
Talked to the manager, Joe Arault, yesterday, and he was telling me about this young man, that he's a dynamic shortstop as well, but because of the backlog of players that they have in the system, he's playing outfield, and now, as you mentioned, third base tonight.
The 0-2 pitch misses up, and in it pops out of Yang's glove, and Campbell's off. Yang can't find it. Campbell takes a turn and stops at second. Yang ran right into home plate umpire Trey Jester. It goes as a pass ball.
Yeah,
1-2.
He had trouble locating that one, as you mentioned, bumping into the umpire, but still, he was not able to detect where that ball was. But fortunately for them, Campbell only able to advance to second base.
1-2, 1-out. Garcia at the plate. He's had a couple of hard hit balls over his last few games. Pitch home. Checks his swing, and he gets it on the hand. Hops around, and manager Joe Arault and head trainer Andrew Stanley out in a hurry.
I think it got the knob of the bat, actually, but I'm sure his hand, or part of his palm of his hand, got pinched in there is what I'm guessing. But certainly he's in pain, and that's not good to see.
Not at all. The Shuckers have had a rash of guys going down. Wes Clark has not played this series. Eduardo Garcia right now in a lot of pain behind home plate. Eric Brown Jr. left yesterday's game early, and Brock Wilken was put on the injured list last week after taking a 94-mile-an-hour fastball to the face. And if Wes Clark and Eric Brown Jr. are both not available, and that hit him right on the hand, we just got a replay up on our monitor. That was up and in at 93.
and it deflected right off of his palm, right off the back of his hand. We'll get the replay look one more time in our booth, and that is...
It's got more knob, but it still got the hand, too. But thankfully, it hit some knob. That may be the saving grace for him. Hopefully, it's nothing that's going to require x-ray or coming out of the game. But then again, it doesn't look like he's very comfortable.
No, he's not right now. Still behind home plate. He takes off his batting gloves. Fidel Pena is down there as well, and it's Garcia's left hand that is currently being inspected by head trainer Andrew Staling in his second season with the Shuckers. And with what has gone on, your bench today is just three people. Eric Brown Jr., who we mentioned, left yesterday's game injured, so we are not sure about his availability. Wes Clark has not appeared in any of the first three games of this series. Darian Miller is the only guy on the bench who has appeared in any of the three games to start the series. And if he is the only one available, there is nobody left on the bench if Garcia has to come out. And this creates a real tough situation for manager Joe Arroyo. Garcia in a lot of pain right behind home plate. And he gets a pat on the shoulder from manager Joe Arroyo, and he walks down to first.
Once again, I think that knob actually saved him from having more damage done to his left hand. But nonetheless, it does not feel good when you get hit like that. But hopefully he's going to be okay.
Now the good part is for Garcia. Now he waves off the dugout. He hands his helmet to the bat boy. And oh, no. Garcia walks right into the dugout. He tried to get down to first, got about three-quarters of the way there and shook his head. Darian Miller is out of the dugout. And as we just went over, he may be the only guy available today off this bench.
Well,
Staling right now in the dugout with Garcia.
The pitchers down there in the bullpen, somebody's going to get excited. They might be the next guy in at a position maybe they've played or maybe they haven't if someone else were to go down. But hopefully... that will not happen, but obviously it looks like a pitcher would be the next guy in if something else occurred.
Well, when you cross your fingers that nothing else occurs, Andy Yerzy's up, and the first pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Right now, the Shuckers have to figure out what to do with their infield. You would assume Ethan Murray would be the next guy up at third base. It's time to find out where Darian Miller's played in his career. He's played two games at first base. The pitch to Yerzy. Punished out to right. Rogers back on it. Reaches up and he makes a snow cone grab. Campbell tags from second and hustles to third.
I think that ball fooled Rogers. It kept carrying. He was fortunate to catch it, but he did not look real sure of himself on the way to the ball. But the ball hit very hard by Yerzy, and unfortunately for the Shuckers, it was caught just shy of the warning track in right center.
Now it's the right-handed hitting Lamar Sparks who steps in. Sparks hitting 167 on the year. Runners in the corners with two outs. We're still scoreless in the last of the second inning. The pitch home. Sparks takes a strike on the inside corner, and the count goes 2-1. So to take a look at the three guys in this Shuckers order right now who are either catchers or first basemen, Darian Miller, Ernesto Martinez Jr., and Andy Yerzy, none of them have played another position. The pitch home misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Noah Campbell can play infield, so it might be a situation where Darian Miller just gets put out somewhere in the outfield, and you hope that nothing bad happens. Welcome to minor league baseball. The 1-1 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. But we did see it at the big league level. Kyle Freeland with the Rockies was used as a pinch runner because the Rockies quite simply had nobody left.
This is a big situation. For Sparks, they need a two-out RBI hit right here.
The 2-1 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. Well, we certainly hope everything is okay with Eduardo Garcia. Runners at the corners. Campbell's at third. Miller's at first. We're unsure of the availability of Brown Jr. and Quark off the Shuckers bench. The 3-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. Slider outside corner. Count goes full. So we'll see when we get to the top of the third.
Good 3-1 pitch. 3-1 pitch there. A little cutter, a slider off the edge of the plate. Outstanding pitch. See what happens here. 3-2.
Full count. Two outs. Miller off first. He'll be off with the pitch.
Now the pitch home. Runner goes and misses away, and they're loaded up for Carlos Rodriguez at the top of the order.
There's a perfect case scenario where you make a great pitch, and as a pitcher, especially a young pitcher or an inexperienced pitcher, he wants to try to make the next one better, and he yanks it out of the zone, whereas instead of trying to repeat what he had just done, and that's certainly a big part of the art of pitching, and certainly he'll learn from that.
Right now, the Shuckers have earned two free passes and a hit batter this inning. They've loaded him up with two outs. Pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers entered today as the team in the Southern League with more walks than anybody else, 44 of them. And they've taken two free passes. Bases loaded, two outs. And a scoreless game, bottom of the second. The pitch home. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-0.
Big pitch right here for Rodriguez. 2-0, geared on the fastball. The pitching coach now comes out to Chattanooga.
Todd Naskinov out to the mound gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark in Biloxi. Jim McBlake back with you, and the Shuckers dugout has made some changes. Andy Yerzy now has a first baseman's mitt, and we'll see what happens. The Shuckers, we do not know how many players are available right now. We do know they have the bases loaded with two outs, and the left-handed hitting Carlos Rodriguez is up in the count, two balls and no strikes. Eduardo Garcia has left this game after being hit on the hand. Darian Miller's at second. Noah Campbell's at third. And Lamar Sparks is at first. 2-0 pitch. Rodriguez lifts it foul, third base side. And the count goes to 2-1.
He's challenging with a 2-0 fastball up in the zone as Rodriguez could not get the head of the bat to it.
Rodriguez 0-1 today. Flood to left last inning. The 2-1 pitch. He takes low and the count goes to 3-1. Well, perfect opportunity right here for the Shuckers to get something. One more bad one brings in a run. The 3-1 pitch. Rodriguez hits it on a line right to short. Hernandez grabs it, and that ends the inning. He hit it right back up the middle, 98 off the bat. But right place, right time for Hernandez, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. They strand them loaded. Off to the third. Scoreless. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today, by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark. We're into the top of the third inning. David Blake back with you. We're scoreless. Shuckers, look out. Bradley Blaylock back to the hill, and the entirety of the Shuckers defense has been upended. Eduardo Garcia left the game after getting hit on the hand. first pitch of the inning to Justice Thompson. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. The Shockers have a brand new defense. Darian Miller, who comes in for Garcia, is behind the plate. The 1-0 delivery misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Your new infield, third to first, Ethan Murray, Freddie Zamora, Noah Campbell, and Andy Yerzy. Your new outfield, Carlos Rodriguez, switches from center to left. Ernesto Martinez Jr. goes from first to center. 2-0 pitch, it's a curveball and a called strike. He waves over the top of it. Count goes to 2-1. And in right field is Lamar Sparks. The only position that has not been touched in all of this is Sparks in right. The 2-1 delivery misses away, and the count goes to 3-1.
This may be some kind of record with as many position changes in one half inning as you're probably ever going to see. It's just crazy.
It's like a spring training game.
Yeah.
The 3-1 pitch, wave and a miss. Fastball inside corner, and the count goes to 3-2. Thompson, by the way, hitting 125 this year. The thing that has overshadowed all of this is that Bradley Blaylock has gone 6-up, 6-down so far today. 3-2 the count to the right-handed bat.
Staying true to form so far this year.
13 shutout innings. Pitch home. Misses up, and he walks him. First time Blaylock has walked a batter since his first start back in Biloxi.
He fell off to the first base side on that pitch, left it up high. That did not quite finish, as he has been doing with relative ease up till that pitch.
Ivan Johnson up. Pitch home. He bunts up the third baseline. Blaylock off the mound, grabs it, fires to first. It's wide. And Johnson reaches.
Outstanding bunt by Johnson. That ball deadened it, made it beyond the dirt cutout on the grass on the infield, but it sort of died there. And it was a tough play for Blaylock to get there and his throw a little offline, but I think he beats that out anyway.
It does go down as a base hit. First hit of the day for Chattanooga.
Outstanding bunt. You don't see that as much these days, but that was a great job by Johnson, the second baseman.
Righty Eric Yang comes up. Blaylock comes home. Yang rolls it left side of the infield. Zamora gets it at short from his knees to second. Campbell to first. In time for a double play. Brand new infield. Doesn't matter. 6-4-3. And the Shuckers get two.
Pitcher's best friend right there. One pitch gets him. He's not out of the inning completely, but certainly things look a lot better than they did moments ago as he gets the 6-4-3, as you mentioned. But a great job of getting in on the hitter, the right-handed hitter, and he made a tailor-made ground ball double play.
Back to the top of the order in the righty, Miguel Hernandez. Two out, runner on third. First pitch misses up. Count goes to 1-0. That Shuckers double play brought to you by the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi. Just steps away from beaches, casinos, and the ballpark, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is your ideal spot for a stay on the coast. Hernandez 0-for-1, 1-0 pitch, tipped foul in and out of Miller's glove. And the count evens, one ball and one strike.
That ball up in the zone.
Righty Blaylock comes home. Lifted out to right. Sparks back on it. Now over towards the line. Sticks up his mitt. Not a bad job from Blaylock. Works out of two on and nobody out. A double play and a fly out to right. We're through 2.5. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base for Chattanooga. We're still looking for the first run of the day. We're scoreless. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Cakes on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is Joe Arald. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bottom of the third inning, and we're scoreless between the Biloxi Shuckers and Chattanooga Lookouts. Javik Blake back with you. The righty Sam Benscooter fires home. The righty Ethan Murray rolls it foul. Third base side. Third base coach Fidel Pena, former Brewers organizational infielder, fumbles it a bit and then finds it. Kind of no balls in one strike. Shuckers defensively had changed everything in the top of the inning. The lineup has pretty much stayed the same. Pitch home, misses up and in. Count evens 1-1. Darian Miller is in Eduardo Garcia's spot in the seventh spot in the order. Garcia left the game after being hit on the hand. The bottom of the second. 1-1 pitch, misses up. Count goes to 2-1. Well, this has been a crazy Thursday,
yes,
Gary.
Yes, it has. seven position changes out of the possible 10, including the DH, stayed the same. Pitcher stayed the same, and right field stayed the same.
2-1 pitch, misses inside, and the count goes to 3-1. And out of all of that, Bradley Blaylock has thrown three scoreless innings for the Shuckers. Sam Benscooter has thrown two-plus scoreless for Chattanooga. Fires the 3-1 pitch. It misses up. And the Shuckers draw their third walk of the night. Ethan Murray's reached twice. And the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr., comes up. Martinez Jr. is now Biloxi's center fielder. And the whole positional change. He started today as the first baseman, now playing center for just the fifth time in his professional career. To help out the Shuckers big time with a hit right here. Murray off first, and now time called.
Not sure how well Martinez runs. He's a big guy, but he's pretty athletic for such a big guy. But to see him in center field looks a little odd. But
especially with how used we are to seeing him at first base throughout the year. He did have 16 stolen bases a year ago, 30 in 2021. The pitch of the left-handed hitter. It's a curveball, rolled to first, free, bobbles it, touches first, fires wildly to second, and it's in the left. Murray takes two steps towards third and turns around. My goodness. Murray to second. Martinez Jr. is out, and up comes the switch hitter Xavier Warren from the left side.
Not real smooth by the Chattanooga first baseman, free. He was able to knock it down. He had no play at second base. He should have just taken the out. He's fortunate the runner did not advance to third, but get an out.
Big props to former big league outfielder Anthony Alford, who's in left tonight for Chattanooga. Backed that play up perfectly.
Yeah.
One out. Pitch home. Warren clubs it. Inner right down for a base. It rolls towards Rogers. Murray gets the stop sign. Rogers fires a dart home. And now runners in the corners with one away for Freddy Zamora.
That's the right call by Pena down in third base, coaching box, holding up Murray. That throw was right on the money, and it was a big throw from the right fielder. Right on the money. Rogers showed a good arm there.
Well, and you've coached some third in your lifetime. How tough is it to make that judgment on the floor?
It's a big call. Get yourself down the line towards home plate a little more so you got time to see. But if he doesn't bobble it, you got to hold him there, and he did. And first sets up first and third.
Pitch to the righty Zamora is popped up, out towards left. Alford, the left fielder, charges in. Hernandez, the shortstop, out. Alford bumps into him, and he makes the catch. Murray tags from third. Snipers home, slides across the plate. And it's 1-0 Biloxi. Alford and Hernandez bumping into each other created enough time for Murray to get home, and it's 1-0 Biloxi.
Yeah, not good communication there between the left fielder Alford and the shortstop for Chattanooga. He made the catch, but Alford bumped into him, knocked the shortstop off balance. Good base running there by Murray as he was able to score, tagging up from shallow left field. Otherwise, probably would not have gone. But the collision opened the door for the Shuckers' first run.
Switch hitter Campbell up from the left side. Pitch home, and it's tipped foul off Yang's gear behind the plate. And the count goes 0-1. Not too often you see a guy tag up on a pop-out to shortstop. You put that down on the bingo card for the first time we've seen a sacrifice fly and a pop-out in 2024. 1-0 Shuckers. The pitch home. Campbell slices it foul back to the screen, and the count goes 0-2. It's been a wild and wacky game. Shuckers have made a lot of defensive substitutions, not willingly. Forced to with Eduardo Garcia coming out of the game after being hit on the hand. But the Shuckers have a 1-0 lead. Campbell chokes up on the bat. Now the pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. That was a fastball from Ben Scooter. The 1-2 delivery. Campbell tips it foul, spirals off Yang's gear at the plate. Count stays at 1-2.
Campbell's taken a couple of awkward swings, but we sometimes call that an emergency hack. He's able to foul it off and keep the at-bat alive, but not the typical, you know, good balanced swing that you're normally going to see from him.
But for Campbell, it's an opportunity to foul off a couple of off-speed pitches, and we'll see what Ben Scooter goes with here. Pitch home. Fastball, and he waves and misses. First strikeout tonight for Ben Scooter, but the Shuckers score a run. A sacrifice fly and a pop out to short. One run, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. 1-0 Biloxi after three. This is Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
The top of the fourth inning, Shuckers lead it 1-0 on the sacrifice fly from Freddie Zamora in the bottom of the inning. Righty Bradley Blaylock back to the hill for Biloxi. He's been terrific tonight. He's allowed just one hit, walked one, thrown three scoreless innings. Continues to dazzle to start his Double-A career. He faces off against the lefty Austin Callahan in the two spot in this order for Chattanooga. The pitch home. Callahan clubs it out towards right center. First time we see Ernesto Martinez Jr. make a play, and he makes the catch at center. First time Ernesto Martinez Jr. has recorded an out in the outfield since 2021, and it didn't look too bad.
He camped under it like a veteran center fielder. It looked good on it. A little style points. Now he's showing a little flair out in center field. He seems to be a guy that likes to have a little drama and a little acrobatics mixed in with his game.
First pitch to Free, and he's a called strike one. I think it was more of a sense of relief than anything else. First one that you get towards you, not an easy one. It's not like you had anyone to rely on if it got past you. It was all on Martinez Jr. The 0-1 pitch to the lefty Free. He swings and misses. Count goes 0-2. Checkers lead it 1-0. One out, nobody on. Top of the fourth inning.
Martinez playing to pull. He's way over into right center field.
0-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Gets him on a pitch back on the inside corner. It's a changeup for the second out. And now two away, nobody on, and the righty Anthony Alford comes up. Blaylock's consistently been terrific tonight.
Yes.
Been a constant throughout the year, but he's overpowered this Chattanooga lineup in a big-time way tonight. Two out, nobody on, 1-0, Shuckers in the fourth. The pitch to the righty Alford. Spins one in for strike one.
Alford lists his hometown as Columbia, Mississippi. This guy's had quite the career. He's been in the big leagues. He's been overseas playing. He played college football at USM at one point in his career. He's
one pitch. He waves and misses another splitter from Blaylock. And the count goes 0-2.
He's still grinding, 29 years old in Double A. You don't see that much, but this guy still wants to play, still can play, just looking for a spot somewhere at Triple A, I'm sure, but he's here getting his at-bats, playing hard.
The 0-2 pitch misses low and inside. Count goes to 1-2. He spent last year in Korea. We've seen a number of guys do that, go over and play a couple of years in the KBO. He played pretty well over in Korea. That's why when we first got the roster, it was like, wait a minute. The 1-2 delivery misses up. Fastball, and the count evens, 2-2. Last year, Alford played for the KT Wiz in the KBO. 133 games played, 15 homers, 17 stolen bases, and an .813 OPS. Some good numbers from Alford, and it got him back to stateside. Pitch home, lifted out to right, and it's down for a base hit. That was hard off the bat and rolls towards Sparks. Alford has his first hit of the night. And it brings up the left-handed hitting, Jack Rogers.
Outstanding hitting by the veteran, Alford. That ball, 2-2 pitch, in on the hands a little bit, but he was able to get the barrel of the bat to the ball and hit a nice line drive to right field.
Two out, one on. 1-0 Shuckers in the top of the fourth inning. The pitch home. Misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. By the way, fans, time to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Through 4.5 in Kodak, it's all Montgomery. 11-0 on the Tennessee Smokies. Pitch home, misses low. And the count goes to 2-0. Through 5 in Pensacola, 1-1, Racket City and the Blue Wahoos. Meanwhile, bottom of the second, Birmingham up 1-0 on the Embraves. Jackers entered today with the best record in the Southern League at 7-4. Up 1-0 here. The 2-0 pitch. Rogers lifts it to left. Rodriguez starts in on it. Now walks in a couple steps, and he makes the catch. Retires Rogers for the final out. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Make it 15 consecutive scoreless innings for Blaylock to start his Double-A career. And the Shuckers lead it 1-0 after 3.5 on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com. Things off for Biloxi. The end of the last of the fourth inning. The righty Sam Benscooter back to work for Chattanooga. He faces the left-handed hitting Darian Miller, who's up for the first time tonight. Came in as a pinch runner for Eduardo Garcia. Pitch home is a called strike on the inside corner. Count goes 2-1. Miller this year, he's 3-for-13. He's driven in a run. The pitch fouls it back. Count goes 2-2. Alongside Barry Lyons, I'm Jay McBlake. Thanks much for joining us on your Thursday night. Shuckers got their only run of the game last inning on a sacrifice fly that was a pop-out that got, what, maybe 30 feet off the back of the infield and a mad dash home from Ethan Murray. The 0-2 pitch, Miller takes low, and the count goes to 1-2.
Ben Scooter's been very effective tonight. He's mixing that hard slider down and in there. Did not get a chase. But he's been ahead of the count most of the time and has shut down the Shuckers, as you said, the one run.
Pitch home. Miller whips it down the right field line. It curls foul. Count stays at 1-2.
A lot of these balls that are hit, the contact, the sound, it sounds really solid, but the ball not traveling anywhere. The dead air, as you said, the wind blowing straight down. No wind here tonight. The flag is completely just very still.
Wind at 80% humidity. No wind, 80% humidity. You hear all the stories about what they have to do to baseball in Arizona and Coors Field in Colorado. 1-2 pitch. Miller takes low when the count evens 2-2. And they have to put him in a humidor to basically, it's a box that has a ton of humidity in it to make sure the balls don't fly like crazy. Imagine one of those, but just as a place. Ball doesn't go very far if you make it one. 2-2 pitch. Miller lifts it in a right down for a base hit.
Good at bat by Miller. A solid line drive over the second baseman's head into right field, leading off here in the fourth.
Brings up the left-handed hitting Andy Yerzy. It's the first time Yerzy's been able to get a couple at-bats against his old organization. Was a member of the Reds organization for parts of last year before he joined the Kansas City Monarchs in the American Association at the end of last year. First pitch to the lefty Yerzy. He takes strike one. He's a guy with a lot of power. Some impressive BP performances. Threw that to right back in the second. 1-0 Biloxi. One on, nobody out. Bottom of the fourth inning. The pitch home. Yerzy takes a strike.
Not sure what he's looking for there. 0-1 fastball, belt high, but he could not pull the trigger.
Yerzy, a little bit of a bat waggle off his back shoulder. Benscooter fires. He waves and misses. Yang blocks it up. Yerzy's retired for the first down.
That's a nasty cutter slash slider, whatever Benscooter wants to call it, but that's been a very effective pitch for him with two strikes on the hitter. That back's foot slider or cutter has been very solid for him tonight.
Brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. One out, one on. 1-0 Biloxi in the last of the fourth inning against the right-hander Sam Benscooter. The pitch home. Here's a fastball and a called strike one. Benscooter's been a little bit wild at times. He's walked three, hit one. But outside of those little blips, he's looked really solid tonight.
Yes.
The 0-1 pitch. Sparks waves and misses. Slider down low, and the count goes 0-2. This is a lot different than the Sam Benscooter the Shuckers saw a year ago, who had six homers, walked 12, and had an 8.44 ERA in 16 innings against Biloxi. Yang sets up away. Now the 0-2 pitch. Slider misses off the outside corner. Sparks goes about a quarter of the way with the swing.
The count goes to 1-2.
Pitched in the way there with cutters and four-seam fastball. See if he comes in to try to get the strikeout here from Sparks.
The 1-2 delivery. Sparks holds up. It's a slider again off the outside corner, and the count evens 2-2.
He's staying away from Sparks. Sparks, the nine-hole hitter. Action pitch here, 2-2.
He drew a walk back in the second inning. Miller short lead off first. Ben Scooter comes home. Sparks waves and misses. Continues to keep away, away, away. And it's a slider to get Sparks for strike three. Two away. Brings up the left-handed hitting Carlos Rodriguez.
Outstanding pitch. He was not going to come in. He was going to get Sparks out away, and he did.
Lefty Rodriguez stands in 0-2 tonight. Two out, one on, and a 1-0 Shuckers lead. Last of the fourth inning. The pitch home. Rodriguez spoiled it foul. Third base side out of play, and the count goes 0-1. That was at 93 from Ben Scooter. The fastball velocity has been impressive from tonight. 93, 94. He's got a 95 thrown in there.
He's looked good.
26 years old, born and raised in Ann Arbor, Michigan. The 0-1 pitch. Rodriguez takes away, and the count evens 1-1. He signed with the Reds after being an undrafted free agent out of Michigan State in 2021. Not the 2020 year where the draft was just five rounds, but 21 where the draft was 20 rounds. The 1-1 pitch misses up, and the count goes to 2-1. It's not too often you see guys who go undrafted during a normal year's draft make it all the way to Double A.
Yeah, I would be curious to know if he was a senior, maybe a fifth-year senior or a regular senior when you have no leverage there.
The pitch home. Lifted foul. Third base side out of play. And the count evens 2-2. And right you would be. He was a super senior. 5 years at Michigan State. Final year, a 7.40 ERA. Reds saw a couple different things on him that they liked. Now he's here in his second full season in Double A. Pitch home. Rodriguez pops it up. Third base side, foul territory. Callahan, the third baseman, charges in. At the coach's box, he makes the catch. And retires Rodriguez for the third out. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We've got a pitcher's duel on our hands. Sam Benscooter, Bradley Blaylock, clocking horns, and it's 1-0 Biloxi through four on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy. Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
Top of the fifth inning, back at Shuckers Ballpark. First hit from Bradley Blaylock is a called strike one against the lefty Austin Hendrick. Welcome you back to the yard alongside Barry Lyons. I'm Javik Blake. Shuckers up 1-0. Blaylock delivers. Hendrick waves and misses. Pitch back on the inside corner. The count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Blaylock fires home. Rolled first base side. Yerzy snags it, taps the first base bag. And an easy first down of the inning for Blaylock. What have you liked out of Blaylock?
I like everything I see. Obviously, he's pitched very well. Has not given up a run yet through 14, 15-plus innings. And the four-seam fastball over the top is outstanding. He locates it really well there. A changeup, I do believe, had the batter out front and rolled it over to the first baseman.
First pitch to Justice Thompson from the right side misses low. And the count goes to 1-0.
You don't see really straight over the top guys much anymore. That in the old days, yeah, but not so much anymore. But he has been very effective, very impressive.
1-0 pitch, chop third base side. Murray gets it on the back of his foot, fires to first. It's in time. He waited back on the big hop, is able to fire it to first in time. Gets Thompson two away, and it brings up the switch hitter Ivan Johnson from the left side.
Nice play there by Murray. He knew his runner. Therefore, he did not try to make the short hop pick on the run. He was able to gather himself and take a drop step and use his strong arm to throw it across the infield for the out.
By the way, fans, you can join in on tonight's broadcast. The pitch home, wave and a miss. The count goes 0-1. You can join in on tonight's broadcast with our text the booth line, 601-514-0776. We'll say hello. 0-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. Count goes 0-2. Again, that's 601-514-0776. It is changeup, changeup, changeup from Blaylock. We have not seen this all year long. And he is running rampant through this lookout's order. 0-2 pitch with two away. Whipped it back up the middle. Rolled to Zamora at short. He grabs it behind the second base. Back fires to first. And the innings just keep ticking away. 16 straight innings from Bradley Blaylock without allowing a run to start his double-A career. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 4.5, and it's 1-0 Shuckers on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Of the fifth inning back at Shuckers Ballpark in Biloxi alongside Barry Lyons. I'm Jay McQuake. Shuckers up 1-0. What's been a real fun pitching matchup between Sam Benscooter and Bradley Blaylock. Sam Benscooter started today for Chattanooga, is out for his fifth inning of work. Faces the right-handed hitting Ethan Murray. The pitch home. Misses up and the count goes to 1-0. Murray's reached base twice tonight, hit a rocket single back in the first inning, drew a walk in the third, and some real good heads-up base running brought him home. The pitch home. Misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-0.
That slider, an off-speed breaking ball, but up in the zone, he did not finish on his delivery.
Ben Scooter's gone through four innings. The pitch home popped up. First base side out of play. And the count goes to 2-1. That foul ball, by the way, brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167. The pitch home. Murray lifts it foul. Out of play in the first base side again.
92 fastball in on the hands there. Good pitch. Tough pitch to handle. Murray fighting it off.
It seems like Ben Scooter is one of those guys who has been better as the game has gone on.
He really has.
2-2 pitch. Murray takes low, and the count goes to 3-2.
I've been impressed with him. A guy we mentioned earlier, fifth-year senior, didn't have much leverage, didn't have to be drafted. They know he wanted to play professional baseball, and there he signed with the Reds, and he's making the best of it this year.
3-2 pitch misses low. It's scored by Yang, and Murray reaches for the second time tonight on a walk. He's reached three times total, and the left-handed hitting Ernesto Martinez Jr. comes up.
I would imagine the bullpen's going to get moving around down the left field line here for Chattanooga. Seems like I don't have a count in front of me, but I would imagine his pitch count is getting up there with the walks.
He's walked four tonight, and he's hit one. Martinez Jr., 0 for 2 tonight. The pitch fouls it back, and the count goes 0-1. When right on cue, the bullpen starts moving around.
Good rip there by Martinez. Big guy, but he's very athletic. And he swings a mean stroke from the left side. He takes a big hack.
Shuckers lead it 1-0. Check back to first. Murray's back in time. Nobody's up and throwing in the lookout's bullpen yet. But someone's got all the catcher's gear on, and they're waiting for somebody to pop up with a baseball. The 0-1 pitch. Martinez Jr. hits it high in the air, but foul. Third base side out of play, and the count goes 0-2.
I think that's just catcher's instincts. He sees what's going on the field and probably knows his manager well and knows the situations. And good catchers think ahead, and they're always prepared. And I'm not sure who that backup catcher is, but he's ready for action.
The 0-2 pitch. Martinez Jr. clubs it out to right. Rogers back on it, and it's gone. Martinez Jr. flips the bat, and it's 3-0 Biloxi. 447 feet.
Wow, that was down in the zone, and man, he hit a 3-iron there. I mean, that ball was a line drive rising as it crossed the right center field wall. Pass the Bart Group Beer bottle onto the deck out in right center.
447 feet, 109 off the bat. Martinez Jr.'s first of the year, drives in his sixth and seventh runs of the season. And the switch hitter, Xavier Warren, stands in from the left side.
That ball was tattooed.
The pitch home. He waves and misses on a slow curve, and the count goes 0-1. It is hard to hit a ball much harder than that. The pitch home. Another curveball, and it's a called strike two.
Not so sure about the bat flip and the dance move there halfway down the first baseline, but that ball was really crushed. A great piece of hitting there by the big first baseman, now center fielder, Martinez.
The 0-2 pitch misses low and inside, and the count goes to 1-2. Oh, you hit a ball 447.
Act like you did it before.
One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Martinez Jr. got the crowd roaring. Pitch home. Misses low, and the count evens 2-2. Warren today, 1-for-2. The 2-2 pitch, waving a miss. That one almost flies off. Ben Scooter, it's his fourth strikeout of the night. brings up the righty, Freddy Zamora.
Nice job of coming back. Gave up the big bomb and then comes back and gets Warren on a nasty pitch away.
The righty, Freddy Zamora up. Pitch home. Is a called strike and the count goes to 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, wave and a miss and a curveball, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, one away. Now the pitch misses low, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes.
Zamora started the game at second base, now at shortstop.
The pitch home. Rolled third base side, Callahan over, but it's foul.
Good slider. Good job of fighting it off and staying alive.
Zamora drove in the Shuckers' first run back in the third. It's 3-0. The 1-2 pitch. Called strike three at the knees. And now two away for the switch hitter, Noah Campbell.
Working away, away with the slider and the four-seamer there. He's surprising. Paint on the inside corner. Good four-seam fastball for back-to-back K's after the home run.
Two out, nobody on. 3-1 Biloxi. Last of the fifth inning. Pitch home. It's a curveball, and it misses away. Count goes to 1-0. Campbell, 0-for-1 today, takes this pitch and rolls it back up the middle into center for a base hit. Rogers over, picks it up and fires it in. Shuckers offense continues to roll off the bat at 98. And the lefty, Darian Miller, comes up.
Good stroke there by Campbell. Solid line drive up the middle. Shuckers bat's starting to come alive. That was Martinez's first homer of the year. Certainly, they're counting on him to provide some power for him in the middle of the lineup.
Well, that's just the third homer of the year for the Shuckers. The offense has not exploded in a big way. Pitch home is a called strike one. But this is one of those nights where it feels like it could be a turning point for the offense. Noah Campbell, a big hit last night. And today, three runs, but the at-bats are coming together. They're hitting the ball hard.
Yeah.
The 0-1 pitch. Miller chops it foul into the seats on the first base side. And the count at 0-2.
We've mentioned earlier about three guys that they were really depending on to be a big part of the offense. Clark, Brown, and the third baseman, Wilkin, all injured from at least Wilkin is. And the other two guys, we're not sure exactly what's going on, but neither of those in the lineup. That hurts a ball club when you lose three guys that you're really counting on this early in the year.
The 0-2 delivery. Miller takes low, and the count goes to 1-2.
I've been impressed with Miller as a catcher. He's looked pretty solid to me. And I don't know what Clark's situation is, but I like Miller behind the plate.
The 1-2 delivery. Miller rolls it right side of the infield. Free dives. It's under as Mitt Johnson gets it at second. Fires to first. Ben Scooter touches the bag. And Matt finishes out the inning. But Luxie gets two. A two-run homer from Ernesto Martinez Jr. Two runs, two hits, no errors. And one runner left on base. Into the sixth. It's 3-0 Biloxi. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49 Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
Alongside Barry Lyons, Javik Blake back with you. We're on to the sixth inning. Shuckers lead it 3-0. Bradley Blaylock fires his first pitch home and it misses low. Count goes to one ball and no strikes. Shuckers lead it 3-0, and Bradley Blaylock has been exceptional on the mound. The 1-0 pitch, called a strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1.
Looked like the same pitch. He got the benefit of the doubt there. Really throwing the ball well. Very impressed by this young man.
Already Eric Yang is at the plate. 1-1 pitch, misses low, and it bounces into Miller's mitt. Count goes to 2-1.
Change up there, I suppose.
He's thrown a lot of those changeups. That's not a pitch he usually throws. Now the 2-1 pitch. Yang pops it up. First base side, foul territory. Yerzy, the first baseman, ranges over. Just misjudged the wall a little bit. Drops down. Count evens 2-2.
Good four-seam fastball. 92 in on the hand. Nothing Yang could do with it. Fortunately for Yang, it did not get caught as the ball was close to the retaining wall or the wall at the stands, but he's still alive.
Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. The pitch home. Misses up and the count goes full.
Tried a 2-2 curveball there. I don't know about that pitch selection the way he's throwing the ball now. He's got to come with the fastball, but his fastball's been very effective. 2-2 there, breaking ball, curveball he hadn't thrown much of. I'm not liking that pitch.
See what Blaylock comes with here. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Pitch home. Rolled under Blaylock's glove. Campbell backhands it. He bobbles it for a moment, and that allows Yang to reach. And that goes down as an E4 on Campbell. A couple Shuckers players being asked to do a couple of different things tonight. Campbell thrown back into the infield mix after Eduardo Garcia left the game in the top and the bottom of the second with a hand injury. And that's the first play we've seen him make tonight.
He kind of got caught in between there on that play. Didn't know if he wanted to backhand it or field it typical style in front of you. Ball kind of came up on him a little bit, could not make the play.
Righty, Miguel Hernandez is up. 3-0 Biloxi. Pitch home, misses away. Count goes to 1-0. By the way, folks, today's game coming to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. 1-0 pitch. Chopped over Blaylock's head. He spirals off the mound. Zamora charges in, slings it to first. It's in time. Freddy Zamora, what a play. Charges in and throws one right over to Yerzy for the out.
Wow, that's a big league play there. That ball bounced high off the plate, and it looked like Blaylock might have a play with his back to the catcher, but fortunately he did not get it, and Zamora coming in hard made a fantastic play with the bare hand and the throw on the run for the out.
Shuckers lead it 3-0. One out. Runner on second. Lefty Austin Callahan steps in. The pitch home. Callahan waves and misses. There's another one of those changeups from Blaylock. The count goes to 0-1.
Blaylock comes home. Rolled, foul. First base side, and the count goes to 0-2. Blaylock tied his career high last time out with six scoreless innings. He has never thrown six innings before in his start. Outside of the double-A level, outside of last time, he's got a chance to do it again for the second straight start.
Big feeling.
It is an impressive, impressive start from Blaylock. 0-2 pitch. Curveball popped up. Foul territory, third base side. Miller ditches the mask and it drops down foul. Count stays at 0-2.
0-2 curveball there. Up. Not his best pitch there, but I'm sure he'll come with something hard in the end right now. Change up, curveball. It's the sequence so far. Callahan, he's pulled the two changeup foul in there. Curveball, not a good one. Up in the zone, he fought it off and fouled it back.
No balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch home. Callahan takes away, and the count goes to 1-2. It's also the third time that Blaylock has faced this order. Callahan 0-for-2 against him so far with a strikeout and a flyout to center. The 1-2 pitch misses away, and the count evens 2-2.
Those last two pitches badly outside the zone, away from the left-handed hitter. I wouldn't be surprised if the Shuckers start moving around the bullpen as well.
Oh, and right on cue, Sam Gardner gets up. 2-2 pitch misses inside and low, and the count goes to 3-2. Sam Gardner quickly runs down. Bullpen coach Paul Mueller, after spending a moment in the dugout, charges out to the bullpen. Gardner is down in the tunnel where they keep the turtle and all the groundskeeping equipment, and they also keep all the bands for the pitchers and all the warm-up gear. Make sure your arm's ready to go. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Blaylock delivers. Callahan pops it foul. Third base side out of play.
Good and the count stays full. Good four-seam fastball there in on the hands. Been looking for that pitch earlier in the count. He executed beautifully there. But Callahan able to foul it off.
And the Shuckers bullpen is up. Xavier Warren is serving as the Shuckers bullpen catcher right now. The 3-2 pitch. Callahan fouls it in and out of Miller's glove. And the count stays full. Well, our question was earlier the availability of Wes Clark. Wes Clark not catching a bullpen would seem to signify that Wes Clark and Eric Brown Jr. are both not available, which means that everybody who can hit is in the game right now. Xavier Warren's the DH. He's been used as the emergency bullpen catcher a couple times. He was used as it once last year late. The 3-2 pitch. Callahan chops it foul towards the Shuckers dugout. The count stays full.
Callahan battling tough in there. Made some good pitches, able to foul it off and stay alive. This will more than likely be Blaylock's last inning. Hopefully he can get this guy and get out of the inning scot-free without any runs.
Three balls, two strikes, one out. Shuckers lead it 3-0 in the top of the sixth inning. The pitch home. Callahan chops it right side of the infield. Yerzy grabs it at first, taps the bag. Moves Yang to third, but two outs, and the switch hitter, James Free, set to step in. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Shuckers lead it 3-0 over the Chattanooga Lookouts in the top of the sixth inning. And pitching coach Will Shearholz out to the mound to talk to Bradley Blaylock. Two outs and a runner on third. It's Eric Yang. Blaylock's found himself in a couple of lengthy at-bats this inning, but that does not take away from a start that has been terrific for the righty. He's gone 5 2/3 scoreless.
Yeah, he's emptying the tank here. This is his last hitter probably. The bullpen is not ready yet to come in now. I think he's going to give him one more batter if he gets out of the inning, and obviously his night is done. This guy's somehow gets on base or drives in a run here, that might be it for him as well. But buying a little time there, got him catch his breath and empty the tank here, get one more hitter.
Well, the final batter potentially for Bradley Blaylock
is against the switch hitter James Free, who's 0 for 2 today. And at the very back of the left-handed box. 3-0 Biloxi. The pitch home. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Blaylock has gone 6 innings 3 times in his career. Last time he did it was his last start. Trying to make it 2 in a row. The 1-0 delivery. Free takes low with a changeup, and the count goes to 2-0. Free fled to center in the first, struck out on that changeup in the fourth. And that's the impressive part about Blaylock's start. He struck out two batters. His defense that has been jumbled around a bit has done a terrific job. 2-0 pitch. Free whips it out to right. Campbell out from second. Sparks in from right. And he makes the catch. 17 consecutive shutout innings from Bradley Blaylock. And for the second straight start, he ties his career high with 6 shutout innings. No runs, no hits, one error, one runner left on base. We're through 5.5, and it's 3-0 Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Steps in for Biloxi. The righty Sam Benscooter done, and the new pitcher is the righty Brooks Crawford.
Crawford, a righty with his third appearance so far this season, a 3.60 ERA in five innings.
First pitch to Yerzy, chapped towards first. Free has it, taps the bag himself, and that retires Yerzy for the first half. Well, the Shuckers really love to attack at the first pitch they see from a new arm. Benscooter, they were first pitch swinging.
Yeah.
And here against Crawford, first pitch swinging.
Benscooter, pretty good outing overall. Walks did come back to hurt him.
The pitch home is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 0-1. In total, Benscooter goes 5 innings, gives up 5 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned. The 0-1 pitch. Sparks takes away, and the count evens 1-1. He walked 4, hit 1, and struck out 5. Little bit of up and down for him. The 1-0 delivery. Sparks pops it up. Right side of the infield. Ivan Johnson, the second baseman, under it. And he makes the catch. 2 away. He brings up the left-handed hitting Carlos Rodriguez.
Rodriguez 0-for-3 on the night. He did line out to the shortstop earlier in the game, but looking for a base runner here with 2 outs in the 6th.
3-0 Shuckers, nobody on. The righty Crawford comes home. He shows bunt, pulls it back. Count goes to 1-0. That would have been a sneaky play. Third baseman Austin Callahan was playing on the back of the infield. And what do you know? He's now playing on the grass after the fake bunt. Count 1-0. Crawford delivers. lined in a left, down for a base hit. Alford grabs it in the alleyway, and there's that hit from Rodriguez. Went opposite way with it, and he has himself a single.
Well, he lined out the short earlier in the game there. He stayed on that outside pitch in a nice line drive into left field. A two-out single, and that'll give Murray a shot.
Murray's reached base in all three plate appearances tonight. Two walks and a single. Shockers lead it 3-0. Two out, one on. Bottom of the sixth inning. The pitch home. Murray waves and tips a ball into Ying's glove for strike one. That was the slider from Crawford. Stands in at 6'5", 217 pounds from Athens, Georgia. The 0-1 pitch. Murray tips it foul again into Yang's mitt. The count goes 2-2.
Two good sliders there by Crawford. A good aggressive hack by Murray, but came up empty.
Murray at the back of the right-handed box. Yang sets up away and up. Check back to first, and Rodriguez is back in time. Pitch home. Murray chases the fastball off the outside corner. And that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. The end of the seventh, and into the game comes Sam Gardner. Shockers lead it 3-0 on the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville in Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hi, this is Jacob Mizorowski. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Top of the seventh inning, 3-0 Biloxi. And now on the pitch is Sam Gardner.
Gardner, his fourth appearance for the Shuckers, an 8.10 earned run average, 3 1/3 inning, has given up 3 runs, 3 earned, 3 walks, with 5 strikeouts.
First up, the righty Anthony Alford. First pitch, jump left side of the infield. Zamora gets it off his back foot, fires to first. Just in time, beats him by a half step. Alford's retired for the first out.
That was close. Alford got down the line very well there. Zamora at shortstop, a good strong throwing arm, but that play was a little slow in developing and barely caught Alford at first.
Blaylock's final line, he goes 6 shutout innings. He's thrown 17 straight shutout innings to start his Double-A career. 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. The pitch home. Rogers takes a strike, and the count goes to 0-1. 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, 1 walk, 2 hits allowed over 6 innings. That seems like a pitching line out of about 1954, but about 3 innings less. The 0-1 pitch is a called strike, and the count goes to 0-2.
He's about a third of the way to Oral Hershiser's consecutive shutout innings back in 1988. But very impressive start of the season for Blaylock. No
0-2
question.
Pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. What did you like most about Blaylock's start?
his four-seam fastball, and he really was able to command his changeup tonight, too, which I think was very effective for him against lefties.
1-2 pitch is smashed foul.
But he locates his four-seam fastball in, out, up, down. That was very impressive to me. But curveball I wasn't too keen on. He did make a couple of good pitches with it. But bread and butter fastball changeup was outstanding.
1-2 pitch misses away, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 tonight. One out, nobody on. 3-0 Shuckers in the top of the seventh inning.
I don't know if that changeup is his split or if that's a...
2-2 pitch, called strike 3. Dotson on the outside corner and retires Rogers for the second out. Well, that changeup that you mentioned from Blaylock, that is something we have not seen this year. Usually the splitter straight up and down. That was a new pitch, and it worked quite well the time we got both strikeouts.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It may be the split. It just got a little different action going on, but nonetheless a very effective pitch for him.
First pitch is a curveball to Austin Hendrick from the left side. Count goes 2-1. By the way, we owe you a check of the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. The 0-1 pitch. Hendrick waves and misses. Another curve, and the count quickly to 0-2. Bottom eight, Carolina up on Augusta 4-3. Nashville up 4-1 on Omaha. And Cedar Rapids leads Wisconsin 6-4 in Appleton. Here it's 3-0.
Nice breaking ball by Gardner. Got the strikeout looking for the previous hitter in very good shape right now.
0-2 pitch is lifted foul, third base side out of play. Count stays at 0 balls and 2 strikes. Darian Miller got something in his left eye. Head athletic trainer Andrew Stallings at the top step of the dugout. Miller's just trying to blink out some dirt from his left eye. And Stalling comes out armed with some wedding drops. Takes a look, and Miller puts his head back. And in go the drops to get the dirt out.
That, or he may wear contacts, I don't know. But looks like he's okay, though.
And he gets a nice pat in the back. And in this situation, from what we have come to understand with Xavier Warren catching the bullpens, is there is nobody left available on this Shuckers bench. 0 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The pitch to Hendrick. Babbled back, and we'll do it again.
Good cut there by Hendrick.
Another 0-2 delivery. Hendrick waves and misses. The curveball's doing wonders for Gardner. Back-to-back strikeouts on the pitch. And it's time to stretch. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. It's 3-0 Shuckers through 6.5 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Right-handed throwing Brooks Crawford back to the hill for Chattanooga. We're
in the bottom of the seventh inning. Checkers lead it 3-0, and they lead it 3-0 thanks to a two-run homer from Ernesto Martinez Jr. last time up that he sent into oblivion 447 feet. Crawford comes home. Martinez Jr. pops it up, third base side, foul territory. Yang, the catcher, charges over, makes the catch, and retires Martinez Jr. for the first down.
Good four-seamer in on the hand. He likes to get those arms extended. That's the way you got to pitch him. And Crawford made a great pitch there and tying him up.
Switch hitter Xavier Warren steps in. He's 1-for-3 tonight. By the way, a big hello to Johnny on our Text the Booth line, listening from Calhoun City, Mississippi tonight. Crawford delivers home and misses up and in. The count goes to 1-0. Also, a big hello to George in Grand Ridge, Florida. Big hello to Matt, who's tuning in tonight. And a big hello to the fans listening in from Hollywood, Maryland. The pitch home. Curveball misses low. And the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes.
Wow, that's quite a vast audience.
Some Reds fans were tuning in. They said Martinez Jr.'s home run was Ellie De La Cruz distance. Some Brewers fans might think it's Christian Yelich distance. 2-0 pitch. It's a called strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Maybe a Prince Fielder, Ryan Braun, Robin Yount.
All those guys hit a few in their day.
Just a couple. 2-1 the count. The pitch to Warren. Misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 delivery. Warren in on the hands, rolls it first base side free. The first baseman grabs it, takes it to the bag himself. And that retires Warren for the second out. Brings up the righty, Freddie Zamora. 3-0 Checkers, two out, nobody on in the bottom of the seventh. The way this game has gone and how good the Checkers pitching staff has been, not only tonight but throughout this season, 3 runs feels like a lot more than 3.
Yeah, it does, and with the way the pitching certainly bodes well to close this thing out the way they've been going about business so far this season.
The pitch home. Zamora takes a strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 91. And the count goes to 1-1. Two out, nobody on. 3-0 Checkers in the last of the seventh. The 0-1 pitch. Zamora takes low and away. And the count evens 1-1. Also, a big hello to our fans tuning in from Wake Forest, North Carolina tonight. Dot the Eastern Seaboard, Barry.
Yes.
The Gulf, the East Coast. 1-1 pitch. Zamora hammers it deep to left, but foul. And the count goes to 1-2. He hit it hard.
They're tuning in to hear for the big guy, David Blake, on the call.
I think it's more they're tuning in for Bradley Blaylock. Start that.
I agree with that. He's certainly had 3 top-notch, big-time starts so far this year. Hadn't given up a run.
The 1-2 pitch. Zamora weakly rolls it third base side. Callahan gloves it, takes a step, fires to first, and it's in time for a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the top of the eighth. Checkers up 3-0 on the Blexi Checkers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
Hello, this is Mike Guerrero, and you are listening to the Biloxi Shocker Radio Network.
Top 8 Biloxi, it's 3-0 Shockers. Righty Sam Gardner back to work. This is the righty Justice Thompson. It's been all Shockers tonight. First pitch of the inning is rolled foul, first base side, and the count goes 0-1. 3 runs, 6 hits, and an error for Biloxi. No runs, 2 hits, and no errors for Chattanooga. Shockers pitching staff has been dominant once again. They entered today with a 1.98 team ERA. The 0-1 delivery. Thompson waves and misses at a curveball, and the count goes to 0-2. The Shockers are one of 41 teams in minor league baseball since 2005 at any level to have a team ERA under 2 through 11 games. There have been a lot of teams to play in minor league baseball since 2005.
There sure has.
0-2, the count to Thompson. The pitch home.
Wow.
Waving a miss. Miller blocks it up, tags him on the way to first. He stood in front of him and put the tag on him. That's 3 straight strikeouts for Gardner going back to last inning. This one comes on the slider. And the switch hitter, Ivan Johnson, steps in.
Gardner looking very impressive. A very clean 1-2-3, 2-punch-out inning in the 7th. And now here in the 8th, starts it out. The fastball got ahead, then 2 sliders, and buried that last slider down and away, and Thompson had no chance.
Shockers lead it 3-0. 1 out, nobody on. Last top of the 8th inning. Switch hitter Johnson in from the left side. Pitch home. Wave and a miss. Count goes down 1-1. Gardner continues a trend for the Brewers of finding guys who pitch well from everywhere. Last year, he started the season with the Gateway Grizzlies in the Frontier League. 0-1 pitch. Misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Signed immediately, worked his way through the system, made 21 appearances in high A, and now starts this year in double A. 1-1 pitch, check swing,
yeah, nice.
And he goes around. Count goes 0-2.
Shelbyville, Tennessee native. As you said, in the independent leagues a year ago, that's great for him, and that's what the independent leagues are about, giving guys a chance to get back into the affiliated leagues.
1-2 pitch. Misses low. Miller blocks it up, and he gets by him. Count evens 2-2.
He's obviously made the most of that opportunity, and he has new life again, and keep pitching like he has through the first 5 hitters so far. Things are looking good for this young man.
When he was someone who went straight to indie ball after college. Pitch home, curveball, and Thompson fouls it off. Johnson fouls it off himself, and the count evens at 2-2. He finished out at Murray State in 2021 after spending time at 3 different universities. Alabama, Indian River Community College, then 2 years at Murray State. Went straight to the Frontier League after finishing up his college career. Pitch home, misses up. Count goes to 3-2. Just like Sam Banscooter, a guy who did not get drafted but still found his way to affiliated ball.
Yep.
Found his way to double A. The 3-2 pitch. Called strike 3, outside corner. A slider at 84, and it's 4 straight strikeouts for Gardner.
Johnson gave up on that pitch a little early. I think it's a good call by the home plate umpire, Jester. That ball caught the outside corner, and Johnson didn't like it, but there's nothing he could do with it.
Right-handed hitting Eric Yang steps in. 2 out, nobody on. The pitch home. Misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Time for a check of the OWA Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Southern League. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The 1-0 pitch. Yang waves and misses. Count evens 1-1. It is all Montgomery and Kodak. They're up 15-2. On the Tennessee Smokies. They've scored in 6 of their 7 innings at the plate. They pounded out 15 hits. 1-1 pitch. Yang slices it foul. The count goes to 1-2. Top 9, 3-3, Rapid City and Pensacola. And Birmingham up 2-0 on Mississippi in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Like what I see from Gardner, he works fast. He's got a very good slider. Fastball, I'm not sure of his velocity here. Not working at the moment.
1-2 pitch, wave and a miss. Fastball, 95 miles an hour in on the hands. And it's five straight strikeouts from Gardner in a 1-2-3 eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 7.5, and it's 3-0 Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Inside Barry Lyons, Javik Blake back with you. Bottom of the eighth inning, 3-0 Shuckers up in the Chattanooga Lookouts. Switch hitter Noah Campbell in from the left side against the righty Brooks Crawford. Pitch home. Campbell lifts it foul, third base side out of play. And the count goes to 1-1. Crawford's into his third inning of work. Came in for Sam Benscooter after Benscooter completed five innings. Campbell gets his first crack at him. The 0-1 pitch. Curveball fouled off between his legs, and the count goes to 1-2.
Fastball away, little slider in. They've been pounding Campbell in with the breaking ball, and he's had some awkward swings, and there was another one on the one-strike pitch.
Shuckers up 3-0. Bullpen's been terrific. The starting pitching staff's been terrific. The 0-2 pitch. Campbell takes away, and the count goes to 1-2. Campbell chokes up big time on his bat with two strikes. The 1-2 pitch. He swings and ropes it down the right field line. It drops in fair and rolls towards the corner. Rogers chases after it, and Campbell's off to the races. He rounds second. Rogers picks it up, and Campbell slides into third with a stand-up triple, and the Shuckers have the leadoff man at third.
The right fielder Rogers playing way over towards the gap, and that ball that almost on the line, but down the right field line easily. Strides in the third base with a triple.
Well, that kind of pinballed around near the corner, which helped him out anyways. Instead of a sliding triple, it just became a stand-up triple. And the left-handed hitting Terry Miller's up. Shuckers have a chance to add some insurance. Miller's 1-for-2 tonight. Crawford comes home. Miller takes a curveball for strike one, top of the zone. Infield all the way in for Chattanooga. The righty fires. Miller takes up and away. And the count evens 1-1. Nobody's up in the Chattanooga bullpen. It's becoming a lengthy appearance for Crawford. 1-1 pitch. Miller hits it on the ground to short. Hernandez bobbles it. It squirts to his right. He picks it up and fires to first. Retires Miller for the out. Miller hit it hard. Only problem was it was right to Hernandez. Cutter off the bat and brings up the lefty into Yerzy.
Yeah, that was well struck by Miller, but the placement of it not so good. It was right at the shortstop who bobbled it, as you said, for a moment, but nowhere to go for Campbell at third. Got to make it go through there.
Pitch home. Yerzy checks his swing. It's called strike one. Back foot slider at 81. Count goes to 0-1. Yerzy's 0 for 3 tonight. Campbell at third would be the Shuckers' fourth run of the night. Up 3-0 currently in the last of the eighth. Now the pitch. Yerzy chops it foul towards the Shuckers' dugout and in and out of a fan's hand. He brought a glove and it tipped off the top of it.
Should have went barehanded with it.
Can you credit an E10 to fans in the stands for bringing a glove?
I think that guy...
He's got the baseball.
Yeah.
That's what matters at the end of it. The 0-2 delivery. Yerzy takes a curveball low. Yang blocks it up. Count goes to 1-2. Shuckers lead it 3-0. They're three outs away. Pitching side of things. Not only recording yet another shutout, it would be their third of the year. It would also be their sixth straight win.
More importantly.
1-2 pitch. Ooh, misses inside. Good take by Yerzy. 93 on the gun. It missed by maybe an inch. And it counts even 2-2. It's a gutsy take.
Yeah, that's an outstanding pitch.
93, a little bit of arm side run. The 2-2 delivery. Yerzy taps it foul back to the screen. And the count stays even.
Fastball in. There he goes. Fastball away. Good job by Yerzy following it off.
By the way, the Shuckers have Justin King up in the bullpen. Flashed through a scoreless inning on the 13th. It's last Saturday against the Braves. 2-2 pitch. Yerzy takes a slider off the inside corner. And the count goes full. Yerzy swung at that first pitch.
Yeah, that's the pitch he wanted the out on there. That was the out pitch he set up. Fastball in, fastball away. He wanted that one. But Yerzy, a good job of taking it. It was a little too far in to offer at.
3-2 pitch with one out. He chops it foul between his legs, and he stays alive.
Threw it again, this time a little more velocity taken off. But Yerzy once again fouled it off. Staying alive. Good job there by the left-handed hitting first baseman who started the game as the catcher.
Shuckers had to make a rash amount of defensive changes when Eduardo Garcia exited after being hit in the hand in the second. 3-2 pitch. Yerzy chops it up the middle. Campbell comes home. Hernandez, the shortstop, grabs it on the first base side of the infield. Fires the first, and it's in time. But Yerzy drives in Campbell, and it's a 4-0 lead.
Campbell going on contact there. He got a good jump coming down the line from third base. That ball, if he makes the play backhand, he may have a shot. But Campbell, with good base running, good instincts, he beat it home easily.
Brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. Two out, nobody on. 4-0 Biloxi. The pitch home. Sparks takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-1. By the way, fans, make sure to stay tuned after the final out for the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. 0-1 pitch. Sparks pops it up down the right field line. Rogers, the right fielder, into foul territory towards the bullpen, and it drops down foul. Count goes to 0-2. With the Shuckers win, David Blackwell will be on the field with our player of the game. Barry and I will be back with you to wrap everything up. Shuckers again, three outs away from their sixth straight win. Tomorrow night, a Friday night date with the Lookouts and a Tyler Wasner start. Almost just as fun as a Blaylock start. 0-2 pitch, misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. Shuckers offense has turned it up tonight, 4 runs on 7 hits.
Starting to get a little energy, a little movement forward here, and making some good at-bats and hitting some balls well.
1-2 pitch. Sparks waves and misses. Slider on the outside corner. He strikes out for the second time tonight. And that finishes out the inning. One run, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're off to the ninth. In comes Justin King, and it's a 4-0 Shuckers lead on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
Hi, this is Noah Campbell, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Proud to the top of the ninth inning. No longer a save situation. And in comes the lefty, Justin King, to try and finish out the Shuckers' sixth straight win.
King, his third appearance, two innings so far. No runs given up, five punch-outs. So to close this thing out, a fine, outstanding pitching performance by the starter, Blaylock, and then Gardner with two strong innings himself.
Lefty King faces the top of the order. First pitch, the righty, Miguel Hernandez, lifted towards center. Campbell, the second baseman, out. Martinez Jr., the center fielder, in, and he makes the catch. One out. Brings up the lefty, Austin Callahan.
Great way to start the ninth. One pitch, one out.
Oh, and Barry, for the amount of shuffling around this defensive alignment had to do, the Shuckers, with some guys unavailable tonight, Ernesto Martinez Jr. is playing center field for the fifth time in his career, they've looked pretty darn good.
Yeah. Campbell bobbled the ball at second base a couple of innings ago, but other than that, they've played stellar defense.
The pitch home misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. This really speaks to the versatility that the Shuckers have throughout their lineup. A lot of guys can play multiple positions. A couple of guys can play infield and outfield, and that makes a manager's job pretty easy at that point. 1-0 pitch. It's a called strike, and the count evens 1-1.
That's the nature of the game today. Having versatility is a feather in your cap as a player, and playing multiple positions as a young player is key, and to have that experience and be able to move all over the field is only going to help you.
1-1 pitch, fouled back, and the count goes to 1-2. Shuckers up 4-0, one out, nobody on in the top of the ninth inning. Bradley Blaylock, six shutout innings. Sam Gardner, two shutout innings. Trying to cap off the Shuckers' third shutout win of the year. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. He chases high. And Shuckers pitching gets their eighth strikeout of the night. That was at 95 from King. And the Shuckers went out away.
Nice pitching there. Breaking ball, fastball, both down and away there. He climbs the ladder and gets him to chase the high fastball. Had no chance.
And just like Blaylock's fastball, that pitch had 21 inches of run, which makes it that much harder to hit. Two out, nobody on. The final hope switch hitter, James Free, from the right side. Pitch home, misses up, and the count goes to 1-0.
Very nice crowd on hand tonight. Thirsty Thursday, I think they call it. But
a lot of people.
Great night here at the park.
A lot of energy. The 1-0 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball off the outside corner, 93. and the count evens 1-1. We just got the attendance, 2,131. And a lot of happy fans. Checkers hoping to make them a little bit happier, one out away. The 1-1 pitch. Three waves and misses, and the Checkers are one strike away. 90 on the gun. One ball, two strikes, two outs. King comes in. Now the pitch. Three, pops it foul behind home plate over our heads in the Crown Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Count stays at 1-2.
I hope we don't need the glass doctor there. My car parked back there.
Oh, no!
Hopefully we're safe and sound.
It'll be a tough way to end tonight. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Here comes King. Waving a miss, he got six consecutive wins for Biloxi and a shutout from the Checkers pitching staff. 4-0 the final. Blaylock the win. Proves to 3-0. He's thrown 17 straight shutout innings to start the year. And Barry, we're starting to run out of adjectives to describe this pitching staff.
Yeah, you can't imagine or predict a start to a season like this through 12 games. The pitching staff has just been incredible. The Brewers have sent great pitchers through Biloxi over the years, but the quality of the length of this rotation in the bullpen and then the guys at the back end, this is great to see. The hitting's going to catch up. They're going to get going. This is a fine-looking ball club here.
How about the lineup for the Checkers? Four runs tonight. They get a homer, a triple, a couple of singles, but a lot of hard contact put into play, and that puts a lot of pressure on the Chattanooga defense.
It does. There's some great signs tonight of the offense really coming around. Of course, we're missing three of the top hitters from the lineup for various reasons. Injuries part of it, but certainly the pitching has been phenomenal, and the hitting, I believe, is going to catch up here pretty quickly.
Checkers get the win. They improve to 8-4 on the season. Look out to the loss. Fall to 3-8. David Blackwell right outside of the first base dugout with our player of the game, Bradley Blaylock, who continues to dominate anybody who decides to try and hit against him. 17 straight shutout innings. He picks up two more strikeouts to his tally. He's at 11. And it's time for today's postgame interview. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time for the Crown Zero Blues Club postgame show. Barry and I will wrap everything up from the Checkers' sixth consecutive win and a 4-0 winner over the Chattanooga Lookouts. We're back after this from the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Come to the ballpark and join the Checkers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Checkers box office or online at BiloxiCheckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Checkers.
Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers Baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Make sure to visit them today at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi or visit their website at groundzerobiloxi.com. Shuckers win it by a 4-0 final. 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Chattanooga. No runs, 2 hits, and no errors. Very a dominant performance from the Biloxi Shuckers team.
Very much so, David. Bradley Blaylock, true to form, 3 outings, 3 shutouts performances. He has just really impressed me tonight. His four-seam fastball over the top, the splitter or the changeup, whatever it is that he's using to offset that fastball, that four-seam that gives that same look, it is really well done tonight. They really used it well. The curveball, I think, has got a ways to go. But nonetheless, he has been just dynamite so far this year, and a guy that you got to pull for, and to have this stretch of, 17 shutout innings to start the season, quite impressive.
And if he keeps this up, he's not pitching in Biloxi very long. It may be very soon before he's in Milwaukee. Blaylock this year improves to 3-0. He now has thrown 17 shutout innings. He has walked just 3. Struck out 11. And how about the Shuckers defense? They got thrown into a tough situation. Bottom of the second inning, Eduardo Garcia gets hit on the hand, is removed from the game. The Shuckers then switch 7 different defensive positions. Noah Campbell plays the infield for the first time this year. Andy Yerzy plays first base for the first time this year. Ernesto Martinez Jr. plays center field for the first time since 2021. And against a guy like Blaylock, who induces a lot of weak contact, outside of one error, it was really good.
Yeah, it was. And the guy you mentioned that played center field, which is out of position for him, he put one that the center fielder for the Chattanooga Lookouts is still looking for. Martinez hit a shot. I called it a 3-iron earlier. It might have been a driver, but it was low and in the zone. And he really created some backspin with it. That ball took off, and it landed somewhere out beyond the splash pad, out beyond the Barks root beer bottle, maybe in the Beau Rivage front yard. I don't know.
There are a couple people walking out of the ballpark towards the parking garage that is connected to the ballpark. If you parked on the third level, you might end up finding that baseball and going home with a souvenir, and that thing might be a little flatter than it was before. Time to take a look at today's scoring summary. Chattanooga did not score. Scoring summary is quite easy for him. Bradley Blaylock, 6 shutout innings. Sam Gardner, 2 shutout innings. Justin King, a shutout inning as the Shuckers tally their 3rd shutout of the season. For the Shuckers offensively, in the 3rd inning, Ethan Murray drew a leadoff walk. He was on base 3 times tonight. Moved to 2nd on a ground out to 1st. Moved to 3rd on a single to right from Xavier Warren. And he scored on a sacrifice fly to the shortstop. And you wonder, how in the world did he come home on a ball to the shortstop? Blooped it out to short left center. Miguel Hernandez, the shortstop, out. Anthony Alford, the left fielder, comes in. They smack into each other. Hernandez stumbles a bit, and that allows Murray to come home. 2 more runs in the 5th inning off the home run from Ernesto Martinez Jr. The final numbers on that, 447 feet, 109 off the bat, and it is hard to hit a ball that hard, that far, especially the way the ball's been flying in the Southern League to start this season. In the eighth, the Shockers tacked on their final run of the night. Noah Campbell, a leadoff triple, and Andy Yerzy, an RBI ground out, to plate his first run in the Brewers organization in a 4-0 Shockers win. We'll take a break when we come back. Barron now put the final bow on things, and we'll take one final look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Shockers, a 4-0 win. They're now at 8-4 on the year and 6 consecutive wins. We're back after this.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
G'day, it's Josh Spence, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club post-game show alongside Barry Lyons. I'm Javik Blake. Shuckers get the 4-0 win, and as we found out throughout the break, pitching counts just updated for the night. The Shuckers pitching staff threw a Maddox, 63 pitches for Vladimir Blaylock, 25 for Sam Gardner, 10 for Justin King, and we did the math before the start of the rest of the postgame show, so we don't have to do it on air. 98 pitches for the Shuckers pitching staff tonight, their fourth shutout of the season. Bradley Blaylock gets the win, Sam Benscooter the loss. Shuckers win it by a 4-0 final. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Final score is just one around the Southern League. The Rocket City Trash Pandas win it 5-3 over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Top of the ninth inning, Birmingham up 2-0 on the M Braves. And bottom of the ninth inning, Montgomery cruising towards their seventh win of the year, 15-2 up on the Tennessee Smokies. By the way, Pensacola now 5-7 on the season. Rocket City is at 7-5. In the Brewers organization, big league team off tonight with the Carolina Mudcats, improved to an organization best 10-2, a 4-3 win over the Augusta Green Jackets. They get the go-ahead run in the eighth inning. Meanwhile, they're through 7.5 in Appleton. The Cedar Rapids Colonels lead the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers by a 6-5 score. Timber Rattlers trying to come back for their eighth win of the season. And in the bottom of the eighth inning, the Nashville Sounds all over the Omaha Storm Chasers. A 5-1 Sounds lead. They're in the bottom of the eighth at First Horizon Park up in Nashville. Here, Shuckers win it by a 4-0 final. 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Shuckers. No runs, 2 hits, and no errors for Chattanooga in a game that takes a crisp 2 hours and 7 minutes in front of 2,131. Barry, your final thoughts.
Pitching. Blaylock and the rest of the gang are just lighting it up, putting zeros up left and right, and a great performance. 98 pitches for a complete game by a pitching staff covering nine innings, three different pitchers. That's almost unheard of. That is efficiency. That is quality. That is getting the job done in a big way. And the Shuckers pitching staff, the numbers are mind-boggling, really, through 12 games. Obviously, there's a long way to go. There's 120-plus games still yet to go this season. We're just really getting going. But to start this way as a pitching staff as a whole, it's got to be very encouraging, very exciting for the Milwaukee Brewers organization. They have pitchers that can go up and do the job. Hopefully they're going to be here a little while, but obviously the nature of the game is perform well and move on to the next level. And we have some guys that are definitely performing well. And Blaylock, once again, outstanding.
And Barry, just a check of the team ERA. It's a 1.81. That is ridiculous. Shuckers get back at it tomorrow. Tyler Wasner on the helm. It's a quite difference from today's charter. He has a 0.90 ERA,
yeah,
and he makes his
really
third start
struggling.
Of the year. On the other side of things, it's Julian Aguiar, 1-1 with a 2.00 ERA. Shuckers will go back-to-back with Aguiar and Petty, two of the top pitching prospects in the Reds organization. But Tyler Wasner, he has been a gem to watch this year. He's allowed just one run all season, and he gets the start for Biloxi. 6:35 first pitch. He'll be on the air with pregame at 6:15 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It's a Fireworks Friday presented by AARP of Mississippi. Shuckers win it tonight 4-0 for Barry Lyons and all of us at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. I'm Javis Blake saying so long. Shuckers, a 4-0 winner over the Chattanooga Lookouts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi.